he was free to go back to Homies Unidos, where he still serves as an executive director.
In the end, Sanchez's story is one of success. He was able to leave the gang life behind and help countless others to do the same. But his case is clearly exceptional. Most don't have an entire community willing to show up in their defense. How many innocent people are sent to jail on dubious evidence simply because the judge believes the police's word over theirs?
And how many gang members would go straight if they weren't stuck behind bars, where gang violence is literally inescapable?
In a 2017 survey of incarcerated gang members in El Salvador, 77% of MS-13 members said that they'd thought about leaving the gang,